Hello, this is Rachel with today's Transformation Conversation. I want to talk to you today about the illusion of future fearful thinking. It's quite a mouthful. That's been coming up for me a lot lately, and I've been seeing just what a merry dance it can lead us on. I was on a call this week with one of my mentors, Michael Neal, and we were talking about how people make everything so hard. We think everything has to be like really hard work. And he was telling us some stories as he does. And one of the things he mentioned that really struck home for me was that we all have the life that's unfolding effortlessly and the life that we're trying to make happen. This is really close to my heart because all of my work is revolving around this idea of how we don't need to work so hard, either on ourselves or in our business, as we think we do to get the results that we want and or to be happy and content. In fact, many times we completely take ourselves away from the result we want, which is i.e. happiness in the moment, or being able to see an opportunity that we could run with if we weren't so up in our heads and just making everything really difficult, right? So in this future fearful thinking, this is something that I just see my clients doing, I see, you know, everybody doing all the time. And here's an example of how it can work. Yesterday me and my husband were talking about the economy, which is a ripe spot for future fearful thinking, if you fancy having a go. And we'd been reading a lot of this financial news, and not mainstream news, but financial newsletters, and seeing what's going on and really, you know, looking behind the scenes of what's being predicted. And within about 2 hours, we were both in this really like this state of, you know, wow, we've got to start buying gold coins, and there's not going to be any cash in the bank, and you know, the government's, there's this big conspiracy with the government, they're going to be, you know, none of us are going to have any cash, we're not going to be allowed to use cash anymore, and that's because they want to control all of the money because the economy's collapsing and they just want us spending all the time, and on and on and on it went. Now, this is really like, it seems to me quite true that some of this could happen. By reading all of these things, it's not just, doesn't look to me just like doom and gloom distant predictions. It looks like some of this could actually happen. But I could really see through my own future fearful thinking in the moment. Even though it looked quite real and present, that maybe we should take some action or buy some gold, or I don't know, whatever it is we're thinking we might do with our money. I could also see how easy it is, how natural it is for us as humans to just spin off into this illusion of what might happen. And to be honest, we have no clue. I mean, it's like the whole elections in the US and the Brexit situation in the UK. We can get really up in our heads about how terrible it is because that's our thought created reality. As you know, if you've been following this conversation with me for a while, we create our own reality through our thoughts, and it's personal to us, it's personal thinking, and it's actually got no relation whatsoever to what's really going on. But we think that the circumstances outside of us are what creates our well-being, our feelings in the moment, and so on. But actually, it's our thoughts that create our feelings in the moment. So I just wanted to share this with you today because I think it's such a time of uncertainty in the world. And if there's ever a time where there's a lot of fearful thinking and a lot of future fearful thinking, This is it. And I just want to point you to something calmer than that so that you can be more grounded when this stuff comes up and you find yourself starting to freak out and jumping ahead, you know, months and years and what might happen and might this happen and should I do this and should I do that. And the truth is we are, as Michael Neal says, we're designed to work beautifully in the present. Like, we're designed to know what to do as our next step, but we're not designed to do very well in this illusion of what might happen, because we're making decisions based on made up reality. And the other thing is, we're not in charge of what's going to happen. So it's kind of like a really just a waste of time to spend long in that place of future fearful thinking. I don't know what you've heard in that for you, but I'm trusting that if you've been finding yourself spinning off into fearful thinking, this will help you see through the illusion of that. It's not truth. It's just you thinking about what might happen. And that's a very difficult place to make any sound decisions from anyway, because we're so full of fear when we're in that space. We're not thinking clearly. We're going too fast. And I hope that's been helpful for you. And let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you.